வேலன்ஸ் ஷெல் எலக்ட்ரான் பேர் ரிப்பல்ஷன் தியரி VSEPR தியரி. லெட்ஸ் பிகின். த த்ரீ டைமென்ஷனல் அரேஞ்ச்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் ஆட்டம்ஸ் இன் அ மாலிக்யூல் இஸ் ரெஃபர் டு ஆஸ் அ மாலிகுலர் ஜியோமெட்ரி. மெனி ப்ராப்பர்டிஸ் ஆஃப் த மாலிக்யூல் இஸ் ஆட்ரிபியூட்டட் டு த மாலிகுலர் ஜியோமெட்ரி. Can the molecular geometry of a molecule be predicted? Yes, the molecular geometry of a molecule can be predicted with the help of the VSEPR theory. What is VSEPR theory? How does it help to predict the shapes of molecules? Come, let's learn about VSEPR theory in this module. What you will learn? At the end of this module, you will be able to describe the concept of the VSEPR theory, apply the VSEPR theory to predict the shapes of molecules. To understand this, first we know about the basic concept of VSEPR theory. Electrons are negatively charged particle in an atom. The electrons can take part in chemical bonding on their valence electrons. These are found in valence cells, that is outermost cell of the atoms. A chemical bond involves either transfer of electrons or sharing of electrons between the atoms. Sharing of electrons between the atoms in a molecule can be represented by Lewis dot structure. A Lewis dot structure is a type of shorthand notation which depicts the distribution of valence electrons in the molecule. It shows the number of valence electron pairs in each individual atoms, including the bonding electron pairs and non-bonding electron pairs, that is lone pair, that may exist in the molecules. Sharing of electrons between the atoms gives rise to covalent compounds. Molecules of covalent compounds having many shapes and sizes. The shapes of molecules can be predicted using VSEPR theory. The VSEPR theory assumes that the arrangement of valence electron pair around the central atom in a molecule determine its molecular geometry. How do we use the VSEPR theory to predict the shapes of molecule? To understand this, let us first consider the assumption made by VSEPR theory. First one, if the central atom of a molecule is surrounded only by bonding electron pairs and not by non-bonding electron pairs called lone pairs, the geometry of the molecule will be regular. Assumption 2. When the central atom in a molecule is surrounded by both bond pairs and lone pairs, the molecule does not have a regular shape because the lone pair repulsion is greater than lone pair bond pair, in which lone pair bond pair is greater than bond pair repulsion. Assumption 3. In AB2 type molecule, bond angle decreases with the increase in electronegativity of atom B, wherein A is the central atom. Assumption 4. Bond angles involving multiple bonds are generally larger than those involving only single bonds. However, the multiple bonds do not affect the geometry of a molecule. Assumption 5. Repulsion between electron pairs in filled cells are larger than the repulsion between electron pairs in incompletely filled cells. Let's take a look at the possible geometrical shapes that arise when there are different number of bonding and non-bonding pairs of electrons surrounding an atom. If the molecule having two electron pairs, the molecular geometry is linear. If the molecule having three electron pairs, the possible molecular geometries are trigonal planar If the molecule having three electron pairs, molecular geometry of a molecule is trigonal planar opened. If the molecule having four electron pairs, the possible molecular geometries are tetrahedral, trigonal pyramidal, or bent. If the molecule having five electron pairs, the possible molecular geometries are trigonal, bipyramidal, sheesha, T-shaped, or linear. If the molecule having six electron pairs, the possible electron geometries are octahedral, square pyramidal, square planar. Here, let's learn about the structure of water molecule. The VSEPR strategy to predict the shapes of water molecule. First, draw the Lewis structure of water molecule. Count the number of total electron pairs around the central atom, oxygen in the molecule. Determine the number of bonding electron pairs and non-bonding electron pairs. The water molecule having two bonding electron pairs and two non-bonding electron pairs, that is lone pairs, surrounded the central atom. The arrangement is tetrahedral. So, the arrangement of four electron pairs in the oxygen atom is tetrahedral. However, this is not the final structure because the electron pairs are not similar. The water molecule having two lone pairs, as already we know, the lone pair repulsion is greater than bond pair repulsion. So, the bond pairs in the water molecule are pushed to close each other. The atoms are arranged in a water molecule as bent or V-shaped. To predict the shapes of molecule, we ignore the lone pairs. So the final structure of water molecule is a bent or V-shaped.